God is saying, and not to how you used to do things. And so the message today is building a new you. Because you got to get used to the boldness that's inside of you now. You got to get used to the newness of your life. Because you can't go back to the old things anymore. You know, I got kind of upset when God was like, God. I remember somebody posted a thing on Facebook like, do you have your same friends, your same ride or die friends since elementary, high school? I was like, nope, not me. And I was kind of a little sad, like, do I got a problem or something? And the Lord says, no, you keep evolving. You keep learning new things about me. And as you learn new things about me, there's less things you will tolerate in your life.
That's big.
That's big. I said, there's less things that you'll tolerate in your life. There's new things that you'll tolerate in your life. There is a blessedness when you have something new from God.
Yeah.
Because you don't go back to the old anymore. Amen?
Amen.
And if you don't have an understanding of this, you know, it's this old story where this eagle was born with chickens. And guess what? When it got cracked and it opened up, the first thing it seen was chickens. And for those first 2 years being with chickens, guess what the eagle was doing? It was pecking on the ground just like a chicken. Because the eagle did not understand his true identity. Your true identity is not a chicken. Your true identity is in Christ. And if God be for you, who can be against you? That means that now I must see who I am versus the new man of who I am. And if I see some of those tendencies, Lord, help me, Jesus. Because I don't want to go back to that fear monger.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a what?
New creation.
He is a what?
New creation.
All things have what? Passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And in that newness comes a new foundation, a new layer of what God wants to build upon your house. You know, you never go into a person's house and go, man, let me see the foundations of this house. No, you want to see the living room. You want to see the dining room. You want to see some of the nice things. And the thing about God is his principle builds up on foundations first. You know, my mom was teaching the class to the men at the halfway house. And she was like, what are some of the things you want to see financially? As she was teaching the financial class Monday. And one person said, I want to get a big house. And she wrote that down on the chalkboard. Somebody said, I want to get a brand new car one day. And she wrote that up. And she and my mom said, let me stop y'all for a second. How about a budget? And everybody started laughing. I mean, cracking up. Why? Because you know it's the truth.
Yeah.
See, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these add-on things will be added. That means you don't seek things no more. Things seek you.
Yeah.
You don't seek friendship no more. Friendship seeks you. You don't seek stuff, cars, money, success. You are in Christ. That's as best as it's going to get. He died for you. And as you seek that, guess what happens? All the rest comes.
Yeah.
You know, we spend four times as much on our cosmetic than our organs.
Man.
The actual thing that's making us live.
Come on, God bless you. Bless you, mommy.
Bless you. That's a blessing. We spend more time on the exterior things than the interior things. I mean, I've been at weddings before where if one thing is out of place, it's a breakdown, meltdown. And I'm looking like, do y'all have the proper counseling? Do y'all have the proper inward building? I don't care about the roses.
Right.
And you know, we care about the roses. I care about the inward man. I care about, are you building a strong foundation in Christ that when the wind blows, and guess what, baby? That wind is coming. Will you have a solid footing in Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior? If I get fired today, I'm good. That's what your soul should be saying. If the plane go down, I'm good. If things ain't going right in my life, see, you think success is everybody getting what they want. No, I'm going to see the real you when you don't get what you want. You see the real you. When, oh, yeah, you can clap. That's good. You can see the real you when you don't get what you want because you are not living by the flesh. You're living by the spirit. So even don't get what you want, your spirit man is still doing flip-flops saying, Jesus still loves me. I ain't get what I want, but I ain't what I used to be. And who I am now is what I'm going to be. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me right here in this spot. Stop trying to get to this spot when you're not even allowing Jesus to love you in this spot. His love conquers all. And that's the spot that you need. Sometimes new Christians come into Christ. They want to learn about Ezekiel. They want to learn about the seven rams in Revelation. They want to learn about all these other things. No, first you need to learn about love. And build your foundation there first. You know, I speak in tongues every day. In the spirit field every day. But guess what? Them tongues don't mean nothing if it's not foundation in love.
Yeah.
I prophesy to people every week. Guess what? That prophecy don't mean nothing if it ain't coming from love.
Yeah.
You can have faith to move mountains, the Bible says. You know how strong my faith is. It don't matter how strong your faith is. How strong is your love? The Bible says this is how you know that they are my disciples. But how they love one another. I'm going to see how you treat that janitor. I'm going to see how you treat that person that can't do nothing for you.
Yeah.
That's how you know. Because why? It's something in your heart that says, I can't just sit by and let you be a victim. I gotta help you.
Amen.
I just seen a car, coming to church, and I seen a car broke down. A lady, she was sweating, kind of in her emotions. You know, I stopped the car, went over there by that dirt clean. Parked my car. I said, put your car in neutral. She put it in neutral. I'm going to push you up this hill today. And so I'm pushing this lady. I said, put your foot off the brake. We need to pass the motion. We need to keep going. We need to keep moving. See, I see Christians putting down bricks, and they get distracted. Oh, I rose. And they run, and you stop laying the bricks. You need to keep going. You need to keep laying. You need to keep laying one brick after one brick after one brick after one brick. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And then once I pushed her on that lot next to Dairy Queen, thank you very much. You're a kind young man. No, thank you for allowing me to serve. This should be your heart. Thank you, Jesus, every morning for allowing me to be here.
Yeah.
That's the first break.
Yes,
thank you for my wife. That's the second. Thank you for saving me when I couldn't save myself. See, you need to build these bricks every day.
Yeah.
You want a strong foundation, but you don't want to build nothing. You want people to change in their life, but you don't want to build foundations in your words for them. Those spirits that you come out of your mouth, even when you're driving, is giving them identity in your mind and their mind.
Let's go, man.
1 Corinthians 13:1 says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. That means you don't mean nothing to me unless I know you love me. You can speak all the tongues. If you don't love me, then it ain't hitting. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so I can remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. I can read the back of your credit card before I hit you. Yes. I don't care about that. Do you love me? I know this is good. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my bodies to be burned, but have not love, it profits you nothing. You know you can give for the wrong reason.
Man.
That's that giving that bankrupt that I was talking about last week. You give it, but why are you giving?
Right.
Are you giving because he first gave to you, or are you giving to them so they can get something back to you? Oh man, oh me. First Corinthians, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. This is giving you the blueprint of what you should be looking for nation. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It thinks no evil. Wow.
No evil.
What you doing last night when you come in that kind of late? What you got evil on your mind? You know, some people will ask a question to spark evilness.
Yes. Oh.
You look kind of different than that. Those passive aggressive evilness. You look, what's wrong with you? No, you should be asking what's right with me.
Yeah.
All right, let me go. Does not rejoice in iniquity. You know, in the Bible, in Nineveh, when it didn't get destroyed, there was a prophet that was waiting to eat popcorn. Not popcorn. He was waiting to see Jonah. I can't wait to see God turn y'all up. And then guess what? God redeemed the land. He got so angry, he passed out. I just want Louisiana to burn because they living in sin. That's not what God came for.
Come on,
yeah. He came to set the captive free. It burns all things. Believes all things. Hope for all. I don't care if you messed up 1,000 times. If you come to me, you're going to make it the next time.
Yeah.
My hope is in Christ. And because it's in Christ, it's unlimited. I don't see failure when I see you. Depression when I see you. You can come into my counseling office with your head down. You gonna come up with your head up. Why? Because hope is in the building. You are the hope that the world needs. You are that hope.
Come on, bro.
They lost. They don't know. I remember watching an interview with Tupac. He says, listen, man, I'm letting you know right now, I ain't got the answers, but I'm looking for the one who got the answers. That's you. You trying to conform to how they are. They looking for you to say, I need somebody to love me. Because this world has corrupted me. It's perverted me. I shouldn't even be here. But I'm looking for, I'm screaming, I'm crying out for somebody to help.
Oh, wow.
My God.
Believes all things, hope for all things, endures. You know, the fruit of the Spirit, one of them we just keep on missing. It's this thing called love, long suffering. Oh, love is faith, love is kind. Oh, that long suffering, I'm gonna skip that one. I ain't gonna suffer long with you. You keep on acting like an idiot. I'm gonna No. Love is long
suffering.
Endures all things. And this is the foundation in which I'm trying to help you to build. Your love never fails. This is the reason why I preach on finances. I preach on speaking in the spirit. I speak on all these supernatural things. We're gonna have a guest speaker come next month that have seen so many people raised from the dead. Amen. But guess what? It all comes back to this love thing. That's where you have to build your foundation. Some people worship the gifts instead of worshiping the giver.
Amen.
Prophecy, tongues, all these gifts are tools.
Yeah.
They're not to be worshipped.
Come on.
You worship the love of your soul.
Come on, man.
You use these tools for a vehicle to get there.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You use these tools to speak in the spirit so you can see the unseen things, so you can know what to pray about.
Yeah.
You don't do it to beat on your chest like King Kong.
Yeah.
I've seen so many people abuse people by these gifts. No. If you should prophesy to encourage somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, man. I know that's good.
That is
good. Let's go. The next thing in adjusting to the new you, know your path. Listen, man, if you don't know your pack, then you should get to know your pack. Because iron sharpens iron. When I see Keisha, it's something in her that makes me want to step my game up. When I see Anthony, it's something in him that makes me want to step my game up. It's something, see, that should be an exchange. It should be an iron sharpening another iron.
Yeah, come on now.
And you know, when I first was introduced to Christ and things, and he was growing me, certain people would know me from the neighborhood. Certain people would know me from my past church, my past, and I would try to counsel them, and they wouldn't let me counsel them because they knew too much of my mistakes. So I had to go all the way out to Old Fashioned somewhere to counsel a church, and they just was grasping it in.
Yeah.
And I started to say, oh my God, but what about this, God? He said, I can do it in my own hometown.
What you
think you facing something new here?
Yeah.
You see, they said you bumped your head. You ain't no real doctor. You ain't no real counselor. Well, okay. I take my challenges. And you know what? I seen so many people change. I said, why can't this change? Because this can't change. He said, because you have to go where you appreciate it. Your seed don't grow when it's not appreciated. If your circle around you is not inspiring you, you ain't got a circle. You got a prison.
You got a prison.
That was a good saying. You put that on there. Had to bite that. You have to be around the people that's gonna grow you.
Yes.
Grow you in love, grow you. This is the question I had. Because I had to also leave that church. Had to leave that church to go. Now, let me tell you something. This church had 400 members of service. They had 3 services in one day. They put me over in charge to counsel the whole church. So every person they need counsel. I was out there so many times, my jaw was getting tired. And they also compensated me for each counseling session. Until the Lord told me to go to another church. They had 20 people in Farmington. Hold on, God, this ain't addition, this is subtraction, this ain't you. No, my marriage needed healing at that time. That's what I needed. So I had to change my path. I can't say, oh, look how much money I'm missing. No, I have to say, what type of quality am I having? More don't always mean more. I was so busy in the ministry that I wasn't ministering to my family. I was so distracted in the ministry that I wasn't having the right effect that I needed to. And I needed to scale back some so I could get more. Sometimes a farmer will cut and prune a tree, not just for decoration purposes. He's cutting the sap off so it can grow more. Because sometimes you got dead things attached to it. Amen?
Amen.
So find your iron people, man. Find the people that's going to grow you. Find the people that's going to sharpen your blade. Find the people that when you see them, you know that you're going to a different level. Amen? Let's go to the next one. There's a new way to fight now. And you don't have to study war no more. The way you fought in the world was, I'm going to argue until I beat you. Then when I beat you, you know that I am the winner.
Oh, man.
Thing about it is, every person that I've seen, 99.999% of the chance they're losing the argument, they don't agree with you. See?
Yeah, right.
Do you know why? Because that fighting does not work. The new fighting way, you know, well, it's an eye for eye window. It said that in the old covenant, you got to come over to the new covenant. He said you once heard eye for eye, but now you don't. So listen, if we say eye for eye, that you did me wrong, I'm going to do you wrong, then we all going to be blind in one eye. Because guess what? You say eye for eye, you know the first eye you should pluck out is your own.
Come on now.
Matthew 5:38 says, you have heard that it was said eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist the evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. Well, I don't know about that guy. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the ones who ask you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. People that want to borrow from me, I don't turn away.
Yeah.
You know why? Because one time I was the one that needed to borrow from me.
Wow.
See, if you don't do the math and first seen that she was the person, I helped that person up and I put them in neutral because I remember I was in the hot sun and wouldn't nobody get out their car to help me.
Mm-hmm.
I felt the infirmities of her pain, and that caused me to get out and push. Some of y'all have been pushing because y'all forgot that you wasn't born righteous. You was born a sinner. Then you became righteous because he found you. You ain't found God. God found you. In your mess, not your best.
Okay.
So you don't have to walk up with this smiley out too, like, I got it all together.
Come on.
When you was once that person.
Come on. That's smart.
Michelle got up here and she was weeping. She was crying. Why? Because she says, I'm happy to be alive. I remember when the doctors and stuff were saying that she wasn't supposed to be here. And she's here. You don't know why a person is praising God. Because she was in remembrance of, hey, I'm here and I don't supposed to be here.
Amen.
He's looking, oh, you crying? You okay? No. Those are tears of joy.
Amen.
Because you got a new fight now. I don't fight the same way I used to fight.
Amen.
And we talk about this all the time. I see my mom in the heal so many people with their finances. And she told a story the other day about how this one lady was getting on her nerves and she could have went out and gave her a business, but she didn't. That lady ended up getting fired, came back to her and said, you know what? I'm so sorry the way I treated you. And she was in tears and gave my mama a budget book.
Wow.
And she used that budget book to be a blessing to her life and many others. How did a budget book happen? It was behind the doors of grace. You know my story about getting robbed. I was about to punch that guy. I was about to choke him out. But the Holy Spirit said, no, don't do this. He know not what he's doing. So just let him go. I let him go. And what happened? He told me, it was people on the other side that was ready to kill me, jump me. Don't go that way, go this way. Freeway Foundation. I've been in this ministry for over 14 years. And I remember when they went bankrupt. And I remember when they ain't had no money. And they said, Wendell, you can go ahead and leave. And I said, don't ask me to leave. I want to just sweep the floors at this place. And they said, I love your heart, Wendell. And they ended up hitting a big grant. And they said, we want you to have this space for free. And I've been having a council officer for 12 years. Rent free! Rent free! And then they said, I'm gonna pay your insurance for the rest of your life. All your blessings. What happened if I said, oh man, y'all ran out of money? Deuces! Some of y'all walk out on y'all blessings.
Come on.
Your blessings is behind the grace of God. But because you want to keep fighting, you're going to lose your blessing. Let it go. It's not worth it.
Come on.
Let it go and watch God bring it back fourfold. When they was about to go under, and then they hit this big old grant that came out of nowhere, I hired my friends, I hired Keisha, I hired so many. It just don't hit you. It hits everybody around you. If I would have choked that boy out of Domino's and his friends would have hurt me, killed me, it wasn't going to just affect my life, it affects many other people's lives.
Come on now.
Stop just looking at you. If your vision is only as big as you, you got a vision that's too small. Your vision is bigger than you. Don't be selfish.
That's good.
Your vision is bigger than just you sitting there. You got a mission that's supposed to hit the world. It's a ripple effect. You hit it, and guess what? It keeps spreading out. Uh-huh. The eye have not seen, nor the ear heard what God want to do in your life. But because you ain't going to give up that argument.
Oh, man.
Because you want that slap back. I ain't going to let them get by with me when, okay, I understand. I get it. I used to be there. But guess what? I've learned not to fight like that no more.
Okay.
We don't study war like they study war. We study Christ, amen.
Amen.
One of my biggest ones is Martin Luther King.
Mm.
He was ridiculed, mocked, and Wendy, you gotta come to D.C. to see this big monument. You know, I've learned something. He did more in his death than he did when he was alive.
Come on, man.
You're gonna have more success when you give it up than you keep on fighting with that thing. Jesus said, I come to put my word in their heart. Peter was so mad when he went up on the cross. He was like, what are you doing? You're supposed to overthrow Caesar, the Roman guards. You know they crooked. You know they corrupt. He says, this is not how I'm going to overthrow them. I'm going to overthrow them by showing them that I love them. And I'm going to come back for them.
Yeah.
You're not going to win by overthrowing nobody.
Yeah.
Because guess who got the number one seller for the last 2,000 years?
Yeah.
A man named Jesus Christ. Guess who has the biggest influence in the world? Google it. Who has influenced more men than Jesus Christ? I would think that he won. Because he's the biggest influencer of the day. You want influence, but you don't want to die? You're not going to win by yelling at that person anymore.
Man.
Let it go, y'all.
Yes.
You have a new way to fight.
Yes.
It's called letting it go and letting God.
You know what they got.
When I see I'm dealing with something stubborn.
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Handle my lightweight. And you know what I've learned? He know how to deal with it better than I do. For the weapons of our warfare are not what? Carnal. But mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds. That means that as I'm listening to God's principles and listening to what he says, the enemy is getting beat up all by himself because I'm listening to the path of Christ. You know, I've seen that new Spider-Man movie. Have y'all seen it yet?
No.
I ain't gonna mess with it. But this is say, if it's a deceiver that's deceiving you, I know that you're deceived because wouldn't nobody tell you to lay back your gifts?
Yeah.
Wouldn't nobody tell you to lie dormant while other people are getting beat up and killed?
Amen.
You listen to the principles of God and you just don't even know what's around that corner that's going to bless you.
Come on, man. That's good.
It's things that to this day that I've listened to my parents, and because I didn't go, I've seen the whole car get hit by a train. They still survive, but I could have been in that car. It's certain things that you miss just by listening to what God tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how many times you cast your nets on the side of the other river. If he says cast your, you say, I put this slide up here for a reason. It says cast your nets on what? The other side. Because the other side don't look like the other side to you.
Oh.
That's God's fish. You seeing it from right here. God's seeing it from right here. To cast your nets to the other side. Because you've been doing it so long in turmoil and stress and worry. And you look back and God said, why, God, why? But Luke 5:4-7 says this. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Man, I've been filling out applications all day. And I ain't got nobody called back. I've been after this relationship, and they all been there. I don't care how many times you fall. Keep casting your nets. And let me give you another secret. Don't just cast it at one time. Keep casting them. Because you never know what you're going to catch.
Good.
Cast where God tells you to cast,
yeah.
Of course. But just because you cast and you didn't get nothing, don't mean you're going to not get nothing the next time. The world will tell you, stop casting your nets. It's, you know, I have a friend that he became an unbeliever and all this stuff now. And he's like, well, I just don't believe in marriage because every friend I know cheat. I said, well, you know me. He said, well, you would accept. No, no, no. See, you can't do that. If you see one thing to be true, you cannot because this is not true.
Come on.
All men ain't dogs.
Yes.
All females ain't dogs in St. Louis. Don't let one person put a seed of doubt for you to stop passing.
Yes.
Some of y'all been discouraged. I ain't never going to church again. Because this person didn't. Man, I've seen church scandals after church scandals after church scandals. But you know what? God says you do something different.
Come on, man.
You be the new next.
Come on, man.
Maybe he's speaking something to your heart.
Come on, man.
You do the finances in that church now. You do the meet and greet so you don't have to meet somebody sucking on lemons. Wherever you see that itch, you supposed to scratch.
Yes.
Don't just keep on, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe this happened. Stop being the critic model and be the model of what God and what children need to see.
Yeah.
I used to complain from church to church what ain't happening. And there comes a time where you have to become responsible and say, I'm not complaining no more. I am going to be the difference maker. This is why God placed you here, to be the difference maker. The Bible says he put the weak with the strong. So stop complaining about weak people in your life. He puts you with them. You can't think like the world no more.
Come on, man.
I wish that person just buy some clothes so they can come. Well, maybe they ain't got no clothes. Help them, show them how a woman's supposed to be instead of complaining. I'm so tired of complaining. I can't believe these young people. Come on the job board with us so we can train these young men how to get a job, how to dress for success like Anthony teaches us, how to do. Oh, well, I'm just complaining when I don't really want to do nothing. I just want to keep complaining about it. I really don't want to help nobody out. I used to be there.
Yeah, me too.
And misery loves them.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I can't keep the same man.
Yeah.
That's why Keisha can't keep the same. But listen, it's because you mad at your husband. Ain't mean Keisha gonna come on and be mad at me.
I know that's right.
Oh, now Keisha, it's time to separate. No, I never did it. Because that's not my job. But trust and believe me, man. It's a time where even me, myself, hey, that person, it's not that the person is not good, the seeds that's coming out is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't condemn no man. It's not about condemning anybody. It's about observing the spirit of what's coming out of a man.
Yeah.
And seeing, can we walk together as Christ is walking? Or are you walking in a different direction? Because I ain't got time to be getting dragged back into this hole. That I got off the hole by grace. I'm not going back by grace. I'm going forward by grace. So I got to get a new view. You got to get a new armor. You got to get a new word from God. That's going to catapult you to the next dimension. We're not going to be here in another 3-4 years. We're probably going to be in a different location. Don't get used to anything, brother. Person I married in that picture I posted on Facebook is a whole different person now.
Yeah.
It's a whole different person.
Mm-hmm.
Even our cells and our molecules every 7 years, the blood is all different.
Mm-hmm.
Your mindset is different.
Yeah.
That same Keisha is not the same Keisha of today.
Mm-hmm.
That same window is not the same window today. I'm a little bit stronger, amen. But Simon answered, said, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. This is the most important part of the day. You don't let down the net no more on what your emotions tell you to. You let down the net of what God tells you to let down. There's some things I just hold my net and wait. And the world is saying, let down your net. I'm not letting down my net.
Yeah.
I remember I had a realtor that was just trying to push me and Keisha into buying these. When you can afford this house, that's 2 times worth of what you're looking for. Give me what I'm looking for. Because what I'm looking for is going to bring peace to my heart. I ain't going to have to stress and worry. I ain't trying to keep up with the Joneses. I nobody. I'm just trying to live at peace. And this is my budget. You give me this. If you don't give me this, you're fired, Bob.
I'm sorry, Bob. Thank you. That's Front Street. This is 12 years ago, so he probably never listened.
But you have to see what is conducive to the life of Christ now. That's what you match up. If I was going to get something that's going to put me in stress, then guess what? I'm going to wait. Sometimes partnerships of business people that I didn't do. And you know what? Some of y'all not allowing patience to have its perfect work. Patience will expose people. It's the reason why you ain't get that job for 6 to 8 months. Why? Because if you don't let patience have your work before they sign that dotted line, you'll be like, oh my God, who did I hire?
Yes,
so you have to allow the process to happen so you can see what you really got.
Yeah.
People can fool you in 3 months. They can keep fooling you over a year.
Yeah.
You know, when Keisha and I met, she said, let me pray about it because I don't know yet. That wasn't my job to say, what do you mean you don't know? No, it's my job to back off.
Yeah.
Because if it's for me, it'll come back.
Yeah.
But if it ain't for me, what can be shaken will be shaken. But what can't be shaken will stay permanent in your life. I only want permanent things.
Yeah.
I don't want shaky ground.
Uh-oh. You don't want it ready.
That's the whole show right now.
I just want the company. Listen, man. Listen. You can be happy with this yourself and God. Until peace comes. In the Bible, Moses sent 12 spies to see, should we get this land in Canaan? When God already told you to get the land, cast nets, don't know what they give. They sent 12 spies. Joshua was one of the spies. They came back, 2 spies said, we can get it. 2, and there was one of them was Joshua. The other 10 spies said, it's giants in the land, we can't go over there. Guess who they listened to? They listened to the 10. Joshua, he grew out of that generation. He was an older man, about 90 years old, going back over to the land. And they said, you know what? We're supposed to go over to this land. And I'm going to send spies into the land to see what he said. You know, the Bible says he didn't send 12 spies. He only sent 2. I said, why didn't you send 12 like Moses did? Because you only need 2 people that believe to inspect where you need to go. Stop asking unbelievers to inspect what God has promised you. They're not going to tell you yes.
Wow.
Man.
Huh. You should be an entrepreneur. No, you shouldn't. I've been working for 30 years and you should never do that. Well, guess what? That's who you should ask. And I'm not looking down on work because I work too on the job. And I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But guess what? Ask the people that have experienced life in that situation.
Yeah.
If I'm looking for a miracle, I'm not going to ask people who is doubting. I'm gonna look up every website of people who have got breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm clinging to that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might not make it unless you connect to a large denomination. I'm not talking to you no more. Brother, you're going to have to go to Atlanta to get a good female. You ain't going to know a good female. I'm not talking to you no more. Stop talking to the haters. And stop talking to what God said. And you won't be so confused. You can't collect data from everybody to go forward. You only got to collect data from Yahshua. You're trying to collect data from unbelievers, Mormons, Muslims. You collecting all of this data and you wonder why you so confused.
That was good.
Don't get hit with the super stick, man. To move forward, you only have to have one direction. He says, I am the way, the truth, the life. That means conversation is over. We're not conversating about this no more. If God said it and I read it, and if he said it, he would never lie to me. So we're not having conversation if I can only make it in any other city. We're not having a conversation if ain't no good woman in here. I know there's good woman here.
Man.
I see them in this church.
Come on, man.
Come on. Real talk. I'm so tired of actually stop running away from your fears.
That's what it is. Whoa.
You know, if I ever move from a place, it's not because somebody chased me out. It's because my assignment changed.
Yes.
Some people move, man. I'm like, what are you scared? They gonna beat you up?
Yes.
Stay there! Did your assignment change? Now, if your assignment changed, that's good.
Right.
Because it's time to go. And you'll know because the vibration will be
different.
I just can't do this no more. Every time I send it to you, play some plastic, man. I want something real. I want something that's gonna heal. I want something that the people will really get to know and follow. And be a trembling in my heart. And I can't do this no more.
Facts.
Don't get scared of the earthquake.
Come on, man.
We can be shaken. We'll be shaken.
Yeah.
Jesus is your rock. And this is my last one, y'all.
Come on.
Make yourself available to God.
Yeah.
Listen, if you don't make yourself available to God, He can't fill your cup if it's already full. Let us stand. I want you to know that He is available to you first. I heard this song this morning and it just hit my heart. Because God wants you to be available to Him. It don't matter what has happened in your life. Those hands, God gave it to you. That mind, God gave it to you. It's time to leave the old and connect with the new. The Bible says this: I do not put old garments with new garments, or it will rip. Some of y'all need a new mindset to empty your cup. Because there's a world that's dying for you to empty your cup so you can be filled. Everybody sing, Lord, I'm a vessel. And when that surrendering happened, oh my God, that's when the glory and splendor come in. Oh Jesus, thank you. I ain't got to win every fight. I can rest now. I can let you do what I can't do and give to you, Jesus. You saved me from gun violence. You saved me from depression. You saved me from shame. You saved me. That means the world can't tell me. You may have your seats. Hallelujah.
And I see everybody in here saying, feel the Holy
Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. The next portion of our service will be the offering.